Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We ask you to share this work far and wide. And the name of this game is preparation: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I'm hoping by you sharing a lot of the stories, and we're really focusing on North Carolina and government chicanery. And this story is going to make your blood boil. And this is why you need to share. People need to know that you've got to prepare. Again, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. I tell you, after watching this stuff in North Carolina, I cannot believe everyone isn't rushing to be as prepared as possible. It is so serious out there right now. And I want you to look here at the containers that the 4-week emergency supply come in from what we call preparewithdave.com. And if you look at this right here, you can just get these and grab them and go. And have your water supply too. And like I said, people are dying in North Carolina because they don't have these kinds of supplies. And that's a fact. I just am so disgusted. Let me play this clip for you right here.
Look, you don't need me to tell you that life is precious, that it could all get taken away in an instant. That's why I keep a 4-week emergency food kit from my Patriot Supply in my home.
It's a complete meal. You got your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all good to go. Takes all the guesswork out of it. It's pretty tasty.
With over 2,000 calories per day, there's enough to go around during times of crisis. And it lasts up to 25 years, so it's ready whenever that crisis comes.
I tried some of the chocolate pudding. Outstanding. No, I got to get more to put back in the kit.
Yeah, it's pretty good food. I've tried it. It is very good. And I just have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are really in trouble. By the way, did you know that ladies and gentlemen is no longer an acceptable set of pronouns in a lot of schools now? You heard me. I've got something I'm going to play for you. If I just said this and didn't provide you some proof, you would get the butterfly net out and haul me off to an insane asylum. FEMA is stealing rescuers' food and supplies, and they're giving it to illegals in sanctuary cities. Don't believe me. Listen to this. This is a rescuer. It's got a group putting people out there, got cadaver dogs looking for bodies. She to hear what she has to say in her report. It's stunning.
Hey guys, so I know I do a lot of like fun and like happy videos or whatever all the time, but so I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Here's the situation, okay? FEMA is in the area, and we've been told that if we see any FEMA agents, like hightail it and go. So, obviously you see all my equipment. So we've been told to just like turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally.
They'd confiscate her dogs. I think we'd be having a fight.
Everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially, what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them. They are telling the locals here that they have no more money, that they can't give them any money, they can't do anything, but they are confiscating volunteer supplies as they come through, and they are giving it to people who are not legal within the country. Of course, it is very hush hush hush. Of course, they're saying that that's not what they're doing. I will tell you this. I was 11 years in the Coast Guard. I was in Puerto Rico. Before and during Maria and Irma, I was stationed there through all of that stuff. FEMA did the same stuff there, to the point where the Coast Guard, we did not work directly with FEMA because they were doing shady stuff. So we ended up loading a bunch of supplies and stuff and taking it around the island and delivering it. And we did the same thing after the earthquakes as well. They were confiscating supplies. They weren't issuing supplies. They mishandled money. They mishandled distribution of supplies, and the locals suffered for it. And they are doing the same thing in North Carolina. This is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is not false information. Like, I'm here. I'm boots on the ground. We are actually about to go and fly into a different area via helicopter. We're gonna go to the airport, load up the dogs, and we're going to fly into a different area where families are missing. But the initial meetup point was the Boone area. As far as families missing and stuff right now, Boone is clear. So we've been given new coordinates to go to a different area. But yes, FEMA is here, and they are doing really, really sketchy, shady stuff. So take that information for what you will. This is this information that needs to get out to the news media. This is the information that needs to get out. And honestly, if FEMA is not going to do their job, and I'm not saying that all of the FEMA agents, because I know a lot of canine handlers that are part of FEMA that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, why are we confiscating supplies? Why are we taking supplies from people that are coming in to help and have experience and can do the job, and then giving it to illegals and not giving it to the people who have been affected? That is my biggest issue with this whole situation. So take that information, share the video, spread it around. I will give more updated information as I get it, as I get to different areas. Stand by for, you know, I'm going to document this whole thing. Obviously, given with the appropriate amount of time, like, I do have to still do my job. There are people that are missing that I have to work my dogs and stuff. So I will update as I can. However, that is the situation in this area. if you're going to be donating, don't donate to FEMA, obviously. Yeah. Try to find legitimate people who are going to be putting their efforts to good use, and donate your donations or your money or whatever for.
Whoever you donate to, FEMA is going to steal it if they can get their hands on it. You know, one of the things I think we're going to have to do in the aftermath is give Sango. Now, if they refuse to do this, that tells you the fix is really in. But the fix is in anyway. I mean, FEMA's coming across looking like a bunch of gangsters, aren't they? It's just, do you think this woman's making this stuff up? I'm hearing this from all circles. All circles. And I said this earlier, the Fairview fire chief, Fairview County fire chief, is arresting people for bringing in supplies, commandeering stuff himself. I mean, he's just another gangster mafioso, just like FEMA. FEMA, by the way, in case you don't know this, under continuity of government, they can come into your house and take anything they want. They can even actually force you into slave labor arrangements. It's called Executive Order 13603. FEMA needs to be disbanded. You know, Kamala, you know, defund. You were right about defunding. You just had the wrong group, not law enforcement, FEMA. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.com. That's our website. And in the upper right-hand corner, thecommonsenseshow.com/newsletter. You click on the newsletter link. All you need is your email. And everything that we do will come to your box religiously, your email box, every single day, 7 days a week, 365. We really encourage you to do that. Also, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems, real solutions. And we do heavy on the solutions. And what we want you to do here is to sign up today. And like I said, we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there.